Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is OMF on EEI.
I love this team. I love the fans, and the opportunity to play on Lambeau Field has been a dream come true. To be in my 17th season is really special.
That was part of what Aaron Rodgers had to say yesterday. It's OMF, Mutt and Lou hanging out. We're keeping track of any baseball trade deadline news about 24 hours prior to the deadline. Hoping the Red Sox get active here at some point. We think they will, but it have not happened as of yet.
Come on, let's go.
So I think the Aaron Rodgers press conference yesterday will sort of be perceived. I listened to it and watched it on the NFL Network, and I think if you're a younger football fan who's like quarterback first, player first before team, you loved Aaron Rodgers yesterday. If you're one of these older fans, Lou, who's talking about the team and just shut up and play, you probably hated what Aaron Rodgers said yesterday. I will admit, we'll play some of it right here. I found it wildly refreshing, and I'm not sure I've heard a quarterback this honest under contract for a team in my entire lifetime of watching.
See, you hit on it. This is something that, like, if he gets traded to, say, Denver and he has a press conference, he says these things. Why didn't it work in Green Bay? And boom, here he goes, right? But instead, he did it, and he's still under contract. He did it, and he's coming back next year. See, I'm with you. I'm not a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, but after listening to some of this, or most of it, maybe all of it, I sort of sat there and said, yeah, you know what? You are Aaron freaking Rodgers. Like, some of the stuff he said, it actually made sense. I was actually on his side after I heard all these comments.
And it was one of the ESPN reporters, like, joke, like, this is what you normally get from a guy off the record. Like, when you sit and talk to a guy, right, like playing golf, he'll tell you this stuff, but never on the record. And you got this entire press conference. So I want to play a bunch of this sound here, Garvin. I'm curious how Patriot fans and football fans took what Rodgers had to say yesterday. And if you're, if you're pro-Brady or anti-Brady, it might change what you think about what Rodgers had to say. Let's start with Green Bay, not a vacation destination, Garvin. It's a place to go play with Aaron Rodgers.
So I wanted to offer my services as a recruiter, and I think we can all understand, Green Bay isn't, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like, based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation.
Shouldn't it be?
Wait, should Green Bay be a destination for vacation, or should it
no,
be
no, 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 that's what I'm saying. It's like all the right away you hear it, like, Aaron Rodgers wants to be more involved in free agency. Aaron Rodgers wants to be more involved in this, more involved in that. And even Christian, a couple times, he said, no, he shouldn't. That's a GM's job. You're the quarterback, whatever. But, shouldn't he be part of the recruitment?
Yes, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He should be part of helping pick out receivers, recruiting receivers, tight ends, etc. Yes.
But what about that report that actually he wasn't just part of the recruitment? He was actually part of telling guys not to come here. Remember?
I mean, what, sabotaging, yeah.
That came
it's
out,
not,
too.
I might not be here, so it's not worth coming here.
But,
to play.
If you're Aaron Rodgers, again, this is the Tom Brady effect. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Brady's down in Tampa. They're letting him to recruit Rob Gronkowski. They're letting him to recruit Antonio Brown. Even a guy like Leonard Fournette went there because of Brady. I don't know if there's anything involved there, but still. So, he's more involved in it. Aaron Rodgers says he should be, and I agree with him. He's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
And I would probably say it for what you said, the top. Okay, so let's go real quick. So Brady should have some input.
Yes.
Rodgers.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson.
No.
See, I say yes because Watson's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes should, and Russell Wilson. That's probably the four guys. That was probably the only four guys I would put in that list.
I
sure,
like
Watson ain't there. He's a talented quarterback. What's he won? What's he done?
All
those other guys have won Super Bowls.
I think if you're trying to, and it's tough because the sexual assaults charges.
Yeah, right now, you can't say much.
Yeah, it's tough to really defend Watson, but I would
can
say
recruit
you
a good masseuse. No, he shouldn't say much. The other four guys I mentioned, they're Super Bowl winners.
But Watson's right on the edge of that top five. Okay, but you'd say, so the top four guys in your mind, they should all have a say. We agree. Like, Brady should have had a say. Rodgers should have a say. And the fact that they, and again, I love the grudge he has, like, that Kumarov, this know-nothing, like, sixth wide receiver gets cut, right, and he's mad about it for a year? Talk about a grudge.
Well, how about this? I mean, talk about pissed off about him. Like, did you see this press conference live? This next cut we had, he had a piece of paper in front of him, and he's rattling off all of the veterans, all the players, the last cut there, Ryan, that have left and he felt have been mistreated. It was reading from a list.
I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Good, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. Many of them who weren't offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved.
Reading from a list.
Unbelievable.
Prepared and sat down someday in between, like, you know, Jeopardy shows and just started jotting down a name here and there that he felt like they have mistreated. They have lowballed. They have let leave. He's had no input whether he should stay. Nothing.
No respect.
Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Good, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga.
I mean, yeah.
It's, and like, of course, it's like your laundry, right, list. Oh, your grocery. I got to get to eggs, milk, cheese.
And they try to
turkey.
They throw him a bone, right? Because Jordy Nelson's no longer in the league. Okay, listen, we're going to trade for Randall Cobb. How's that? We're going to call Houston. We're going to get Randall Cobb here. You good
but
now?
But even that grudge. The report was the other day, I'm not going to do comeback unless you get me Randall Cobb?
Randall Cobb.
Again, you play a lot of fantasy football. How good is Randall Cobb?
Not since he left Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I mean. That's not
but maybe
good.
He goes back.
Jake Kumarov?
Maybe he goes back.
Hanging out in Buffalo? Like, think of the grudge there and all those guys he talked about. And I know some of those guys are his friends. A lot of those guys are good players. Or they were good players in my mind playing for the Packers. So I get his anger for it. And I don't begrudge Rodgers for doing this. I really don't. How about no talk of an extension after the season here, Garvin? The second cut we have listed on our sheet talking about what's going to happen to Rodgers, why did he come back, and what works for him.
And then it kind of progressed from there into a commitment for the 2021 season and beyond. That really wasn't given at any time. So for me, I had to assess the situation, not necessarily wanting to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season, which I think you can understand. The other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents, which has never happened in my career. You know, I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency at the first has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer up my services as a recruiter.
It hasn't been used, shall we say. I mean, these guys, they work out with guys in the offseason. It's like an NBA thing. You know, Brady's working out with guys or whatever it might be in the local area. They start talking. Rodgers kind of likes throwing to them, likes working out with them. Maybe he throws a little something to the organization like, hey, man, this guy is a free agent. I think he fits well. And I think it's, you know, he understands what we want to do here, and they just don't even acknowledge it. So this is part of the whole thing with Rodgers where it was like, you know, it's not about the money. We heard, like, you know, they offered him the money to make him the highest paid quarterback. What does he want? And I don't think it's really out of line to sit there and say, you know, Green Bay's not the greatest place to play. They're coming to play with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to recruit these guys, or I'm working out with guys. His agent, you know, represents all these high draft picks or different free agents. You've never discussed anything with free agents. I'm not saying I want to be a GM, but there are some things I could add. Some things. I don't like the way you've treated some of my good friends out the door. I think you've crapped all over them. So I started listening to all of it, and I'm like, yeah, listen, the guy's got some pull. He's Aaron freaking Rodgers. You know what I mean?
And no, he doesn't have pull. That's the thing. He doesn't have any pull.
He should have pull. He should have a little bit of say. I'm not saying he should be the GM, but just a little something. Like, he's the guy you should be working with.
Yeah.
If you're a GM, you think that the Lakers GM is working with LeBron? You know what I mean? Like, you got a star like Rodgers, and he may not be the greatest of all time. What's his name say? But he might
best.
Be the best?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. He's one of the best.
Boat.
All right? He's one of the best. There's no reason not to be, like, at least communicating with him when it comes to certain guys you're bringing in.
And I heard Curtis get after him for that last cut this morning on the Greg Hill show, saying, I can't believe he's bringing up his MVP. He cares more about MVPs than championships. No, he brought it up because, like, he believes they didn't beat Tampa Bay and Tom Brady last year at home because the team wasn't good enough around him. Like, Rodgers is convinced. You can hear it in his voice. I played as best I could. The organization let me down. The same thing that Brady thought. I'm sure at the end of the year against Tennessee, when they lost that game to the Titans, first and goal at the 4-yard line and could not score, if you were honest with Brady, if you were Tom Brady Sr. or Giselle or somebody in that Brady inner circle, Brady felt like he did everything he possibly could for that team to win, and Bill Belichick and the roster let him down. And he said, you know what? And by the way, I would have loved to hear, Brady never did this, but Brady would have had a similar press conference, right? Like over the years, like you traded Deion Branch. You sent Demaryius Thomas to the Mankins, Jets. You traded Braxton Vince. Berrios. You know, you screwed me around with Antonio Brown. Like, he would have done this with the same list of players that Rodgers did.
Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want.
And you said the Bradyfication of quarterbacks. I think yesterday happened, as strong as it was, as the laundry list, the shopping list that he had. He did that because of his golf round with Brady. And he saw how happy Brady was. He saw what Brady got. And he said, screw, what do I have to lose here? The Packers are screwed without me. I have all the leverage in this scenario. I'm gonna get my deal. Mm-hmm. I'll be out of here next year. I'm going to put all on the table. And I again, when have you ever heard an athlete that honest, a quarterback that honest, why he still plays for the team?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I thought it was fascinating just listening to this guy talk about the organization he currently plays for and why he's pissed at him. And he pretty much gave it all to you. I mean, all of it, you know, and the lame duck quarterback thing, talking about his MVP, that's what it was all about. I mean, I just won MVP, and that's it? Like, you don't want to give me an extension? You know, now later they offered extensions, but he's talking about, like, right away, there was no talk about an extension right away? Like, when the season is over, hey, Aaron, we're going to straighten this thing up, man. We're going to have a little talk. We're going to give you an extension. No, it took him kind of going public for them to kind of step up and offer it to him. After winning an MVP?
It's wild.
Kind of like Bill.
Exactly.
Tom, wasn't after the MVP season here recently, was it 17, 18, that they came
in? That was the $5 million bonus.
The incentive thing.
The incentive clause, yeah.
Yeah, and each five $1 million incentives was you had to be higher in each category. And the guy won the MVP, and they were saying, you need to be better than your MVP season.
Same thing.
You need to throw a higher completion percentage. Be higher up in quarterback rating. Throw more touchdowns, more yards. It's like, dude, I just won an MVP, and you're going to make me freaking play for $5 million? You know, the difference is, Brady did it.
All right, we're going to come back. Let's do this. We'll get a break. We have some breaking baseball news in this trending with Tyler Devitt. That's right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
OMF, Mutt and Lou hanging out. Lou and, Christian and Glenn enjoying the time off. You're back tomorrow. Look at you. The whole just pacing during the break here. This Max Scherzer news has rattled him to the core, boys. We have lost. Hey, you lose 48, like 4:15 or so on Thursdays and Fridays because his head just goes somewhere else. You've lost Lou now. That's the Red Sox.
No,
do something between now and 6 o'clock.
No, I mean, it was.
Oh, really?
It was.
Pouty, pouty.
No, it was a dream. Yeah, it was a dream. It was a dream. Teams. What's this? Your boy, Incarcerated Bob?
Yep.
Yeah, what was it? Nats, like, Scherzer trademark heating up. Giants, Dodgers, Padres, top pursuers, teams on the outside, but interested, Rays, Astros, Red Sox. So
he was right.
It wasn't going to happen, unfortunately. I think those teams, we'll see what the price is, what they're going to be giving up. But, okay, now back to what you need. Back to what you need. You got Franchy Cordero playing first base tonight against a lefty.
Against a tough lefty.
Back to what you need. You need a first baseman. You don't have that stud starter anymore. You need to beef up your lineup. You need a first baseman who doesn't strike out. And you want to add an arm? Fine, add an arm. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a big league arm. I wouldn't be surprised if Heim Bloom trades prospects for a AAA arm that's close to the big leagues. Something like that as well.
But you will promise me an upgraded first base over Bobby Dahl, Franchy Cordero, and Michael Chavis. That's been top of my list months.
You can't get out of this.
It's still
you can't
there.
Come out of this tomorrow without a first base.
Well, my two things were first baseman and leadoff hitter. Kike shut me up on leadoff hitter for now, so I'll be quiet on Kike. He's playing well. They desperately need a first baseman. They have less than 24 hours now to get it done. They better get something done at first base. Meanwhile, tonight, as we're watching all the baseball trades, the NBA draft is tonight. And my guess is there's majority of Boston fans who weren't even aware of that because for the first time in forever, Danny Ainge is not there with a first-round pick. It's Brad Stevens' draft. So the Aaron Nesmith, Peyton Pritchards, Desmond Baines, Yam Maters, Romeo Langfords, Grant Williams, Tremont Waters, Robert Williams. Well, Jason Tatum was pretty good. Kadeem Allen. The Dancing Bear, Gershon Yabusele. All these picks that Danny's had over the years. We don't get one tonight. We get one at 45. Now, we have a Tyler Devitt, our NBA insider, who is the best Celtic insider at the station at pissing off Celtic fans. Mm-hmm. There's nobody better on social media and annoying Celtic fans and Stoolie Dan, whatever his name is there, Dan Greenberg, over at Barstool on all things Celtics. So he is going to help us with a little preparation for tonight's 45th pick for the Boston Celtics, correct?
Correct. So I have 9 Celtics names you should be aware of going into tonight's draft.
Okay.
And we're going to play a little quiz. It's called Celtics Draft Target or Politician.
What?
I'm going to give you one name, and you have to make a wild guess.
When your producer suggests a game, you just play it. Whether it's good you just get out of the way,
I'll let this go. We'll see. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'll give you a first name and a last name, and you give me whether it's a Celtics draft target for tonight or it's a politician.
Okay. Right, are we going back and forth here? Do we have to have a consensus? How do you want to play? Is there a winner or a loser?
You just go first. Here we go.
Let's go. Yep. Here's the first name.
Go ahead.
Alex Padilla.
Oh.
Is that a Celtics draft target or is that a politician?
I'm going to go draft target.
Yeah, I would agree.
You agreeing?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry. That is the senator from the state of California.
The economy is really good right now.
And that's who will tell us whether you're right or wrong.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Political Glenn or basketball Glenn.
Oh, okay.
So Alex Padilla is not a shooting guard from Eastern Kentucky.
Correct. Yeah, so you just heard political Glenn, and when we get to a basketball one, you'll hear
The rim is still shaking.
Okay. Basketball Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. Right. Yeah,
put a lot of work into this.
All right, next name on the list.
Go.
Matthew Hurt. Matthew Hurt. Is that a Celtics draft target or a politician?
That is a politician.
I'm going to agree. Politician.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The rim is still shaking.
That's the forward from Duke going in around the 45 range.
Damn,
forward
how did I miss that one? We're doing good. Roll for two. Here we go.
All right, let's go with the next one here.
Let's do it.
Yep.
I like this one. How about Richard Neal? Ricky Neal.
That's a politician.
That is definitely a prospect that they're going to draft at 45.
The economy is really good right now.
Oh, that is a politician. That is the representative of Massachusetts' first congressional district.
What's his name?
Is he pro or anti-gambling?
Richard Neal.
Probably against it like the rest of the Senate. Go ahead.
All right, let's go with this one right here. Oh, I like this one. Jason Preston. Is that a Celtics draft target? Or is Jason Preston a politician?
Louis, go first.
Draft target.
Oh, and the rim is
This
is the 6'4 guard from the University of Ohio.
Do you like him? Are any of these guys that you were mentioning that you like for the Celtics at 45?
Richard Neal would be a killer at 45.
Oh, yeah. That's what
Ricky.
I was thinking.
65
was thinking,
years old,
boy, the
still
way he,
filled up.
Whatever, I'll tell you this. Whoever it is will be the greatest 45th pick that Boston has ever seen, ever,
Steel.
By the time I start listening to
How
the
is he available?
Can't believe this guy stuck around. Can't believe it. This kid, I tell you, I saw him in the tournament. This kid lights it up. Yeah, okay.
You know who's mad right now listening to this? Barrett. Because Barrett knows all these guys. He's yelling at his radio.
Right.
He's got a big draft show tonight.
All right, keep going. Give me a couple
all right,
more.
I'm winning.
All right, here we go with one. How about Stephen Lynch.
He's representative of Massachusetts.
I was going to say, Stephen Lynch is a politician.
I have to give you guys a
The economy
here.
Is really good right now.
I think Stephen Lynch helped out the show.
Stephen Lynch is the one that helped Glenn out with a situation with his kid. His
is that him?
Yeah.
Is that our guy?
He won the
show?
The passport thingy. I had to call Lynch's off. The passports are all backed up. You guys
won't
believe
it. Stephen Lynch. Let's move on to how about this one?
Yep.
Joe Wieskamp.
Joe Wieskamp is a 6'10 big man from Iowa.
Joe Wieskamp is a representative in New Hampshire.
Oh, and the rim is still shaking.
What is he?
Shout out Lou. He is a wing from the University of Iowa.
Come on, really?
You're so close. He is a wing. Joe Wieskamp, newest Celtic. Let's go.
Check his Google.
They are drafted. I don't have anything up, dude.
Bull crap.
That is your guy you are.
I got nothing. Hey, they're going to draft. They're going to take that guy
now. The sharpshooter from the University of Iowa.
What a pull.
Oh, Iowa. I don't know why I even thought of Iowa.
All right, let's go with the next one here on the list. Yeah. How about Sherrod Brown? Sherrod Brown, Celtics draft target or a politician, Mutt Lou?
He is, I'd say, a senator from California.
I'm going to say shooting guard from somewhere in the mid-Atlantic.
The economy is really good.
Damn
right
it.
Now.
Look
at senator
me.
From the great state of Ohio.
Damn.
Ohio.
But I got the senator
we
part
a few,
right.
A couple minutes
right,
for
doing well.
A few more
I
selections
well.
Here. Oh, I like this one. How about Herb Jones? Herb Jones, Celtics draft target or a politician?
I think he's a big man. I'm going to go Herb Jones, a big man.
He could
man.
Be a big man and a politician.
I'm going to go big man basketball
Charlie
player.
Charlie Baker's a big man. You know what I mean?
Chris Christie.
What'd you say, big man?
I said hopefully he's more useful than Charlie Baker as a big man, but I'm going to go big man basketball player.
He is a big man, but he's from the University of Arizona.
Ooh. Oh, and the rim is still shaking.
You were close, Lou. Alabama. Ford,
damn.
Ford
hey,
again.
I'm telling you, dude. Don't mess with me today.
Jeff, hey, get
don't
get
mess
Goodman
with me.
A line. What,
don't
dude,
mess with me. Sox are going to
trade
Goodman
for Rizzo. Here.
Let's do two more here.
Yeah.
Two more. Scott Morrison. Is that a Celtics draft target for tonight's draft, or is that a politician? Scott Morrison.
He is the younger brother of the Morrison from Gonzaga.
Adam Morrison.
Yes. Yes.
No, he is.
He didn't go to Gonzaga, though. He went to Santa Clara.
He's a representative in Florida who might be next in line to be their governor.
The economy is really good right
yep.
now.
I'm sorry, that's the Prime Minister of Australia, no. Scott Morrison.
So close, but
you were close. I think that's DeSantis.
About 18 hours off.
Let's do one more.
Give me one more.
Let's do one more. Let's go with Trendon Watford.
Trendon Watford is a shooting guard from Watford.
I think he's in Watford.
No, I know, but Trendon Watford. I just say he's from Watford.
That's the Attorney General for Maryland.
Rim is still shaking.
Where's he from?
That's the forward from LSU. I would actually want the Celtics to take him at 45.
Oh, that's really? Your guy? You should be on record as the resident Celtic insider. There right. It is. Draft pick or
I like it.
Politician here on OMF.
And look, the guy you were thinking of was Luka Garza, the big guy, 6'10", Big Ten player of the year from Iowa. Great player. Probably will go in the second round.
Okay. So yeah, he will go in the second round?
Luka Garza, Joe Wieskamp, your guy that you selected there. I think those two guys are right there at 45 for the Celtics.
So is this like Brad Stevens' big moment? Like, you know, his first draft, do we judge him on 45? Because I have seen some local guys like, oh, this is the guy I want at 45, which I kind of think is just a joke. Like, it's 45.
I hope he doesn't pick anyone tonight and makes the move for Beal, because the deadline kind of unofficially is tonight for Brad Beal, because if you have draft picks and you want to move them, the best way to do it is before you actually select a player.
Is 45 worth anything?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a throwaway.
Same value as Semi Ojeleye and Javonte Green and Taco Fall.
Yeah.
There is no value in the second round of the NBA. Once a decade, you will find a really, really good player, right? Some star, some future stud will fall to you somewhere in the second round. Given COVID the last couple years, I don't think anybody really knows what the hell they're doing in the second round of the draft. And so to me, it has no value. If you think it means a better possibility for acquiring Bradley Beal, I'm all for it. But it's tough to get excited about them taking a pick. I also don't mind the fact that they don't have a first-round pick. They miss with so many of these. They've collected all these guys for years. Maybe it's a signal that Brad's going to deal a bunch of these guys as part of a bigger deal. We heard, and I love this, that Brad Stevens, for a third straight year, is jumping in the Miles Turner trade talks with Indiana.
Please let
what are you laughing at? I like Miles Turner.
Listen, please let that happen, okay? Because if that's the case, I want to see Celtics fans react to Miles Turner on this team. Because if you go back that when Miles Turner was possibly going to be traded, remember the Dougie McDermott? Everybody loved it. Everyone thought it was a perfect fit. Oh, my God, you get your big who can protect the rim. You got a shooter off the bench. This is the perfect deal. And then all of a sudden, the deal didn't happen. People leaked out there that Danny doesn't like Miles Turner. And the minute they read that, it turned into Miles Turner sucks. His defense is overrated. Glenn kept reminding me every single night when he had his, 4.6 rebounds. He's inconsistent. He's this. He's that. You know, and it was like, it was awful. And they were making up everything. Oh, you idiots. You never could have got done. He had that deal done in Charlotte beforehand. No, he didn't. He got that deal done in Charlotte because Danny Ainge was dragging his feet for Miles Turner and couldn't pull the trigger. But instead, you got your TPE. Please trade for Miles Turner so then all the Celtics fans, I can go back and replay that sound, and they can tell me how much he sucks again. Because I can guarantee you those same people will love this guy. God, I am rooting for that trade.
I'm not as vindictive as you are. I'm not rooting against Celtic fans, but I am rooting for Miles Turner. He's a big man that would help this offense.
Not really.
One last Celtics note. Did you guys see the report from Spain today? This is actually Darren Wolfson, who works in TV in Minneapolis. He's over in Spain watching Ricky Rubio play for Team Spain.
Yeah.
They played Argentina today, and the Celtics were doing due diligence on Ricky Rubio at the Olympics.
I don't mind
that. Yair Bolsonaro.
I don't mind
He is a pass-first point guard who would make other guys around him better. He doesn't need his own shot. The knock on Marcus Smart, and it's legitimate, is that he can't be a distributor. He's a good defender, but he gets too involved in the offense. So I should know this, but is Rubio tied to a team or is he a free agent right now?
I actually don't know.
I don't know if you have to trade for him or not. I know he's been on and off different teams. I know I just mentioned him. Jeff Goodman loves Ricky Rubio. He's been on my show a lot talking about Rubio. That's the type of point guard they need. Peyton Pritchard's not a starting point guard. I don't think Marcus Smart's a starting point guard.
Final year of the contract, 17.8 for Ricky Rubio. How about a Marcus Smart for Ricky Rubio, even swap, one for one?
No, I don't want to do that. Ricky Rubio for Marcus Smart?
I would do it.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
I think Smart might end up being addition by subtraction if you lose him. No. You guys are more, I don't know where Christian says to Marcus
I want to go back to real quick, because right before, Tyler, you jumped in and you said, Miles Turner can help. I said, no, he can't.
Yeah.
I'm confused because you get Miles Turner, but you already have like a 5-time All-Star. You know what I mean? A guy, a glue man.
There we go.
A max contract guy. A guy,
basketball Hall of Famer.
A leader, a legend, a fundamentally sound man, in Al Horford. Like, why do you need another big when you already have the best defensive big man in the NBA? Is it, you know what? Maybe they look at Al Horford as a point guard. I don't know if you guys have known this or not, but he actually can dribble up the court once in a while.
I have heard that.
So maybe that's it. Maybe he's their point guard. And that way, Miles Turner gives him the flexibility to put Al and let him excel and do what he does best. And that is just be great. Yeah, that is just please everybody.
Tyler's the best at trolling Celtic fans on social media and the internet. Yeah. Lose the best on the air. Lose the best. Just trying to get under the skin of Celtics.
I'm being real. Dead serious.
I can tell. Being very serious about the Al Horford.
Yes. I am. But, you know, bring in Miles Turner. Move Al Horford to the four. That worked out well in Philly.
Just laughing at Celtic fans. Who, by the way, Will, the only thing you're dead right about, they're going to praise this pick at 45. Whatever the pick is tonight, Celtics fans are going to
love
it.
Trade for Miles Turner, they'll praise him.
The word, you know,
underrated.
How was he available at 45?
Oh, my God. This kid, look at the talent.
First round value. Wow.
Look at the talent. Best shooter in the draft at 45.
Let's see what they do tonight, like 10 o'clock at night.
Stash a Euro.
Barrett will have the full breakdown after the Red Sox game or during Sox talk because there's some rain in the forecast again tonight.
This draft sucks, huh? NBA draft night? Seriously?
You didn't know what's going to. No one knew what's coming up. Cade Cunningham's going one and the rest of it is.
I was going to say, who's going two? Tyler?
He doesn't know.
That's all I need to know. Like, seriously, what is going on with the NBA draft? Like, the NBA draft, maybe it's just locally, I get it, but really?
Woj is reporting that Houston at number two, the Rockets take Jalen Green at number three, Cleveland Cavaliers take Evan Mobley, the big guy from USC.
Yeah, that's good.
Who was very, he's had some big moments in the tournament.
A lot of buzz.
Celtics at 45 are officially on the clock. No Fourier, but the show goes on.
Big deal. Let's go!
Or no big deal.
What are we doing?
With Tyler Devitt next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
No Fourier, that's still no big deal. We got Tyler here on Big Deal or No Big Deal. Losing your hair, well, kind of a big deal. Treating with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. They present, of course, Big Deal or No Big Deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR and say hello to my buddy, Dr. Matt Lopresti. Tyler, are you ready to go here today?
I am ready to go, and we're starting with some air travel news here, guys. As the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, plans to train flight attendants this summer and fall in self-defense skills.
Ooh.
And that's because there's been a spike in unruly and violent passengers, more than 100 incidents in the past week, 3,600 so far here in 2021. Big deal or no big deal, the TSA saying, yeah, we got to send our employees to self-defense class because of the unruly passengers.
Legit big deal because it's part of a bigger picture, guys. I think we all agree. Like, people are just, they're on edge more, they're angrier, they're doing weird stuff at sporting events, they're doing weird stuff in public. I was having a conversation with a buddy who has to travel a lot for sales on the road in the Northeast, and he told me that people in traffic had ever been angrier. He's never seen anything like this. People are cutting people off. He suggested that people are giving the finger more than ever. People are angry, and now the people have to go to self-defense class in the air. Yeah, it's a big deal because we're all in a weird mood right now, Lou.
I would say it is a big deal. I heard someone, I actually saw this morning on like Fox 25, right? And it was, the video was kind of funny, but it's not the point. It is a big deal because like the guy said, he's like, they're up in the air and there's no, that's it. There's no help. But isn't there always like a marshal on a flight? I don't kind of just want to be
don't
like,
think
hey,
there are marshals on every flight.
Yeah, throw the badge out and be like, okay, sit your ass down. Somebody
who would know in the FAA, 379-370, text in or call into Tyler. I don't think marshals are on every flight.
Probably not.
So a quick search says there are not enough air marshals to cover every flight, so their assignments are kept secret.
Okay, so you never really know. I get it. But I was laughing because this video, they were showing like these flight attendants, and they were saying that's like a 2-week self-defense course, and they're showing them how to like push and how to gouge eyes, and I'm thinking, yeah, this woman's got no shot. The muscle memory, I'm like, not for 2 weeks. You got to do it for a long, long time to get muscle memory. Like I don't, what I was seeing on this video was like gouging eyes. I'm like, that ain't going to work. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, you are not going to be able, you know, whatever you're learning right now, you better pick up the pace. Okay. Because it wasn't very threatening, but it is. It's crazy because you're up in the air and you got, there's nobody up there to help you. Like, what the hell's going on?
It's a weird time right now, man. And I don't know if it's COVID or just our society, but people are angrier than ever, and it's too bad they have to do it. But, yes, it's a big deal.
The next one, this tweet about Kelvin Benjamin got like 3,000-plus retweets, went viral. It's from a guy named Wesley Steinberg. It says, the Giants have cut tight end Kelvin Benjamin.
Yep.
Video surveillance footage showed Benjamin had been stealing food from the facility to take home. Benjamin was told by Dave Gettleman, the GM, and Joe Judge, the head coach, before storming off and leaving camp.
Okay.
3,000-plus likes, 3,000-plus retweets as well. Big deal or no big deal, this tweet going viral about Kelvin Benjamin.
Big deal, because it's not true?
It's not true.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's not true.
I don't know the hell Wesley Steinberg
is. I kind of wanted to be true.
I got sent that to me, and I started laughing my ass off.
The reason I know it's not true is because his latest tweet says this. Giants offensive guard Shane Lemieux was just taken off on a cart injured. He collapsed and landed so badly on his elbow after being forced to run laps by head coach Joe Judge. It says he is an ASMR sports representative, and he's got himself photoshopped in a picture next to Eli Manning.
Right. So okay. It's not true. I thought about it. It was true.
ASMR sports
Kelvin Benjamin is now a tight end because he's so goddamn big. He just got fat. You know what I mean? But my first thought was like, you know, if Kelvin Benjamin was any good, you wouldn't publicly, you know, embarrass this kid, which actually they didn't, correct?
They
didn't. Because
did not.
This isn't even true. But apparently it's not going so well for Kelvin.
It's not. He's pretty much done-ski in terms of the NFL, but not going well for Joe Judge, the current Giants head coach. Kelvin Benjamin said this quote, I have a perspective on Joe Judge. He's not a coach that can ever win a Super Bowl because he sits there and cusses all day. You can tell he's one-sided about everything. He's a know-it-all, and that's not how it's supposed to work. Big deal or no big deal, Kelvin Benjamin on his former head coach, Joe Judge.
It's a big deal because we're getting a file here built on Joe Judge. You know, kind of a hardo. You know, kind of maybe trying to do the Bill Belichick thing where I'm going to be like Bill. You know, Matt Patricia fell into the same sort of issue. And I there's not a lot of good reports on Joe Judge. He was okay on that podcast with McVay and Schrager. But I'd say big deal because it looks like he might be over his head as head coach in the NFL.
It's not going to work. I mean, this is like, you know, Patricia written all over it. Yeah. I mean, you know, McDaniel's written all over it. These guys, they go off. And they try to be like Bill. And Bill can't even be Bill if he didn't win. You know, that wouldn't fly. If the Patriots didn't win for all these years, he's not going to be able to do what he's doing. Players are like, screw you, dude.
Well, think what happened last year. Yeah. It went 7-9, and they're never in one bad year, and the place went nuts on Bill Belichick.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Like, it's not. You got, you know, and I don't know, maybe this is himself. This is who he is. Maybe he is like this little, like, hard ass or know it all, whatever it is. But I just don't think you come in the league thinking, like, you know it all as a young head coach when you really haven't really accomplished anything. The players lose respect, especially when the wins don't follow. You know, if the wins start following, all of a sudden now you're like, okay, maybe this guy knows what he's doing. There's the buy in factor. But if you're not winning and you're acting like this, like, who the hell do you think you are?
Not good. Not good.
Next story here. The head coach of the Dallas Mavericks is now Jason Kidd. Rick Carlisle is out. Jason Kidd is in. We know Damian Lillard once wanted Jason Kidd, but after reading the story, he probably does not. Jason Kidd reportedly punished the Milwaukee Bucks team over a group chat issue, text messaging issue, in 2014. I'll explain here. Center Thon Maker had an Android, while other players in the team, all the other players, had iPhones causing a group chat
so
error.
So annoying.
Kidd made the entire team run sprint saying Thon Maker's Android phone was an example of, quote, not being united. Thon Maker screwing up the Bucks group chat and Jason Kidd making them run. Big deal or no big deal?
Speaking of hardos, huh?
You're mad because you're the Android guy, right?
No.
Or you're the iPhone guy?
iPhone guy. Listen, I get the whole Android, iPhone, you know, text, whatever, green, blue, whatever. I get all that stuff, okay? But, like, Jason Kidd, That's an example of not being united because one of you guys in your team's got a different phone? Like a different phone? Like, what the hell's that got to do with anything? Well, he's not a good teammate because he doesn't have an iPhone? He's got an Android instead?
He's got enough money to go get an iPhone. He's rich. He plays in the NBA. Get an iPhone.
Maybe he just
get
likes
on board.
An Android. I don't know.
What does an Android do that an iPhone can't?
I'm just saying.
You just said you're an iPhone guy.
I am an iPhone guy, but I don't think somebody has an Android. I'm like, I look down on them or I'm like, oh, I can't believe you got an Android.
You
Whatever.
Were just
it's
trying to text somebody
phone.
With an Android and bitching about it off the air.
No, I'm bitching about I don't get signals in here from that phone for some reason. When I go outside, it's like, brrr, all of a sudden I get these texts.
All those messages.
And I know who's got an iPhone, who doesn't. I don't understand this building. That's what pisses me off. It's the building. It ain't them.
Or
I don't
the
care.
Sub-basement.
It's a goddamn phone. Who cares what you use? And this guy's making them run sprints? What a... Idiot.
Team unity.
I hate the Android thing because it's like, oh, so-and-so liked this instead of actually having the emoji up there. This is no big deal. Good for Jason Kidd. If you're in the group chat, get an iPhone. Step it up or don't take part in the group chat. You have an Android or something else, you're out. Good for Jason Kidd.
I do have to admit those group chats where it's green bubble, blue bubble.
So annoying.
It's very annoying. Yeah. Very annoying. We'll do a couple more stories here, guys.
Good.
This is a COVID-related story, not sports.
Awesome. Great.
Women... You'll like this story.
Right,
women who've had the Pfizer vaccine are reporting an unexpected side effect.
Uh-oh.
Claiming their breasts have grown bigger after having the vaccine.
Yes.
There we go.
Now we're talking. It's a real good
COVID
story. Yeah, in the U.S., doctors have reported an influx of newly vaccinated women making the mammogram appointments. A doctor from USC at the Breast Cancer Center said that women were confusing swollen lymph nodes after the vaccine for signs of cancer.
As guys are driving their wives to get their second doses.
I got to show these guys these breasts.
And fourth doses of Pfizer.
You sure we don't need three, maybe four?
Honey, no, they said booster shot.
Booster shot.
Listen, two is good. Two is good, but six is better. Okay? Go get six of them.
Got to be sure.
Protect yourself. Protect your family. Okay? Wow, are there like numbers back there? Like, how many women? Is this like a thing?
Well, the boobs may be the best part of it.
It's mainly a big thing in Australia right now because that's one of the two vaccines that are available. So they have a lot of people getting the Pfizer vaccine in Australia. So the boobs are getting bigger down under.
Yeah.
My wife got Pfizer. And I got to tell you.
No?
I didn't notice it yet. I have a third shot this week. Yeah, just to be safe, let's go back and third Pfizer shot.
Third shot with your wife or third shot with the
vaccine? Big deal.
This is a massive deal.
Big deal for two reasons.
Fantastic
one,
side effect.
It's a good side effect, but two, it is a little bit scary because they're confusing. Like they feel like they have cancer. And they're like, no, you just have some swelling
right in
that area. But for a guy... Big deal.
Final story here. Scarlett Johansson, the star of the latest Marvel movie, Black Widow, filed a lawsuit today in L.A. Superior Court against Disney, the studio company, alleging her contract was breached when the media giant released the film on Disney Plus before it was released in theaters.
For the Dork Podcast, we save that for this.
It sounds like they're screwing over.
But
hold on. It says Ms. Johansson said in the suit that her agreement with Disney guaranteed an exclusive theatrical release and her salary was based in large part on the box office performance.
Ooh.
And so they said, no, we're going to go ahead and put it on Disney Plus, our subscriber service, and you will not get as much money as you anticipate.
Huge deal. I mean, it's all in the details, right? First, you look and say, what the hell's the difference? But all you need to see is that her salary was based in large on the box office performance at the film. So if you're her, you want that thing in the box office as long as possible before you put it on the stream, right?
Yeah, and I mean,
COVID ain't helping. This thing is easy. COVID destroyed it. So they probably thought they did the right thing, put it on Disney Plus, but her contract is tied into the box office. Oh, yeah, she probably lost a crap load of money. This is an easy lawsuit,
isn't it? It's tough to...
Just pay the woman.
I have to admit, it's tough to... She's probably a millionaire a million times over. It's tough to get mad she lost a couple million dollars. I mean, at nights, yes, I basically
Well, I'm just saying, like, she agreed to make on this movie, because they're very popular, she's part of it, you know, so she's making a lot of money for it. Maybe that salary got cut in half. And if they offered her half, you think she'd still do it?
It's part of the Marvel franchise. My guess is she would have.
She
got her own Marvel movie. It's not called Cast Off. I don't know what it's called.
Well, the reason why she
What's
got
it called,
it, not
Garver?
Somebody else.
It's like when she now gets her own movie.
It's a spinoff.
I call it Cast Off. I'm an idiot.
You're close.
She got her own spinoff on Marvel. There's probably, millions of dollars in marketing here. She's still in the Marvel family. I gotta say, I don't care that much.
She's a big draw.
Oh, she's
the father that brings all the kids to the Marvel movies. They're sitting there, and here comes Scarlett Johansson. And they're like, "That's what I'm looking at."
The Wall Street Journal says,
"No, honey, I'll take the kids." I got this.
Says this will cost Scarlett Johansson more than $50 million.
Oh, I mean, come on. What are we doing here? This is a no-brainer.
Again, it's tough to feel bad for her.
Good for her. Money's money. That's a lot of money. Would you just sit back and sit there and say, oh, you know what? I'm good with the $50 million. Because you guys promised me you were going to do this and you did that.
But that's like $60 for me. Like her $50 million is like $60. I care about $60, yeah. All right, I get it.
That's a huge deal.
$50 million is a big number. I'll give you a slightly big deal. But it's tough to... We feel bad for her?
No, listen, I know she makes a lot of money, but $50 million? I feel bad for anybody.
It was COVID. Who was going to the movies anyway?
No, it's part of her contract.
Top Gun 2 doesn't come out until this fall
she
now.
She can't anticipate a pandemic that the movie theater is going to be shut down.
What's his name? Fourier was talking about this Ghostbusters movie like it was a new movie. A year and a half ago, they had the trailer for it. They held that out to the theater. Nobody's putting movies out because no one's going to movies right now.
So we have a Top Gun 2 and another Ghostbusters movie?
Well, Top Gun 2 is legit.
It's like 1986.
If you've seen the previews for it, like it is a legit sequel. He is going back as an instructor now at Top Gun, and he's fighting against their, because all the drones are up there because drones are big. And now it's Tom Cruise as Maverick fighting against the drones, saying he's a better fighter pilot than the drones are. Like that. That's a legit movie, Garvin.
Now, less and less people are making the trek to movie theaters, but would you ever go to a movie theater to watch a live UFC pay-per-view? Pay $25, you and a buddy go see it, rather than buy a pay-per-view at your house.
Yeah, I would do that.
That's a real thing that's happening at AMC theaters. It's a partnership.
I believe they have food and drink out, though. They sell beer that's expensive. It's worse than like Fenway. Yeah. But yeah, they can get beer and alcohol and wine at these things. Yeah.
Okay. I think I would do that.
I would do that. They've also done that. Who just did that recently? Oh, Carrabba's did it at the Calhoun. They brought a Red Sox Yankee game on the big screen at the Calhoun. So this is now a new thing where people are going to watch games and fights and stuff together and paying money for it. I would do that.
Isn't that like every Boston bar where they're showing the Red Sox game and you go and drink with friends? Like, I don't see what's new there.
But it was. Oh, do you see the size of the screen? They took like they stacked up these tractor trailer like trucks and they used that as the screen. And so it was like 7 or 8 of those, like 100 feet tall.
Nice.
It's about the night out.
Wow.
Wow. There you go. There's a big deal.
I
think you did a good job.
Tyler. Well done.
We got some trade deadline news. We'll get to it. Doesn't involve the Red Sox yet.
Not yet.
But we are certainly getting there. And we'll tell you this hour of OMF brought to you by Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center. Excuse me. Learn more at youhaveus.org. The latest on the trade deadline when the Red Sox, something looming. We'll see you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.